I'm breathing through a slice. Are they worms or are they serpents? Bubbled through the ice. The source was quite invisible. The ever-present voice. While skating both legs, tracing different shapes, I made my choice. Mimicking the image in whose radiance I bask. I'm tied to him or him to me, depending who you ask. Nonetheless, reluctantly, reflections tumbling, I slide with all the others on the wrong side of the skin. He's falling on the ice and cracks. Will he plunge in and join me here? Meets my eyes to my surprise. Laughs the full light of my frown. My double wants to pull me down. Slide, my skin peels to the bone. The flesh I leave behind is something that is not my own. I beg my mirror image for a moment with my soul. He's bleeding back, time to attack. It's me who's in control. Every move I make, he's got a hand up just in time. He's throwing several punches and he's blocking most of mine. Defeated, now I sulk and squirm in mud with frozen mice, waiting, calculating till next he ventures on the ice. He's falling on the ice, it cracks. Will he plunge in and join me here? Meets my eyes to my surprise. He laughs the full light of my frown. My double wants to pull me down.
some time here. If you guys can come with us, we're going to kind of take you to another place and tell you a little story. Okay, this story takes place. I'm just doing this because I haven't had such a great, attentive, quiet audience in such a long time, years. So I want to tell you guys this story here. Okay, what we were just singing about there in that last song here is this thing where the guy is skating out in the middle of the ice, and he's sort of attached to his mirror image on the ice, and he starts to have a battle with his mirror image, and his mirror image reaches up and is trying to drag him down into the ice. And right now we're kind of sunk down into the ice, below the ice, and down in this ice here, we're going to kind of travel down into a different land. Now if you come with me, please kind of picture off in the distance here, a green field stretching off in the distance, and the forest rising up over that way, and a mountain coming up out of the forest. And this is a place called Gamehenge. Now, so if you can imagine that we're all near there now. For thousands of years, millions of years, eons, Gamehenge was one of the most peaceful and beautiful places in the universe. People lived in peace and harmony with nature. And these people were called the lizard people. And everything was great. They had a god that they prayed to that lived up on top of the mountain. And his name was the great and knowledgeable Iculus. Now, Iculus had written this book for the people, and it was called The Helping Friendly Book, and it had been written so long ago that no one could even remember. It had been around forever, and the book sort of gave them their reason for being, and it told them how to stay in peace with nature and peace with the trees and the land and everything. So, like I said, for eons, thousands of years, everything was great. They were living in beautiful harmony. Eventually, one day, this traveler came along, and he came from a sort of a later time, and he came along, and he saw all these innocent people, and since he had already been corrupted by, you know, society and everything outside of this little community, he saw the potential for enslaving these people and using them for power. So what he did was he stole a book from them, and he built a castle, cut down all the trees, and built this huge castle that raised out of the forest. He hid the book in the highest tower in the castle and declared himself king. And without the book, these people were pretty much helpless. So he enslaved them and gained a lot of power from this. Now, one day in another sort of part of the universe, there was this guy named Colonel Forbin. And unbeknownst to him, he was shaving in his mirror one day and everything was cool. But his life was kind of, he was older, he's a retired colonel, and his life was kind of going nowhere. And he's walking his dog out there one day. McGrupp, the watchful dog. And as he's walking along, he's kind of going over the crest of this hill, and he sees this sort of, it's sort of a, just in the air, there's a little bit of an imaging thing here. Things kind of swirling around, and it caught his curiosity. And so he walked towards it, came up to this thing, and as he got to it, he stepped through. And he found himself in a corridor that was leading, as far as the eye could see, down to a tiny pinpoint of light. At this point, he sings this little song.